So finding a posture of kindness. And if it's best for you to be lying down rather than sitting, listen to your body. Listen to your body like a wise friend. However, maybe it's best for you to be sitting. Your body says that would be the kindest posture to offer yourself. Or something different. So listening to the messages that our own bodies prefer to us moment by moment in the form of sensations, and being kind enough to be willing to listen. And if the eyes want to close, then they can close. If they want to stay open, they can stay open. And so letting this taking of this posture be a demonstration of kinship to ourselves and indeed to all those around us, because when we cultivate mindfulness within us, then that can have an effect on others in our lives too. So we're expressing kindness just by our sitting here, by our willingness to, for a time, let go of attachment to the usual habits and habits of body, habits of mind that carry us away from the present moment, and to consciously drop into now. So dropping into now and dropping into breathing now. Seeing if we can tune in to the kindness of this breath, the gift of oxygen that's given by the world, and that sustains our bodies from moment to moment. Receiving this gift on the in-breath. And the kindness of offering back out carbon dioxide to the world from the out-breath. There's already relationship here, there's already kinship here. So with the breath we're in touch with the world and ourselves in communion. Kindness means non-conditional acceptance of the present moment. So whatever's here for you. Can they be met by awareness in the way that a good friend would meet these experiences in you? A good friend might delight in your joy and might offer a compassionate touch in your sorrow or anxiety or anguish or distraction or whatever. as the in-breath comes in, seeing if it's possible to invite a sense of breathing in with friendliness, meeting this moment with equanimity, with love, and on the out-breath, letting be. You could say to yourself on the out-breath, it's okay to be who I am. So breathing in with kindness, breathing out with kindness. And we're not expecting anything to happen, because that would mean moving out of this unconditional acceptance of the present moment. So whatever is coming up moment by moment is workable from the perspective of mindfulness and the invitation to bring friendliness to it. To this breath, this experience happening around the breath, whatever that is for you, just now. The breath is a symbol too of the limitations of humanity. We're highly dependent on the workings of our body, the conditions of the environment. There are limitations on our capacity to be superman or woman. So maybe we're already Superman and Woman, just in the heroic living with the interesting challenges of life. So we don't need to be better than. So can we just drop into the majesty of this breathing, the miraculousness of breathing, and truly experience it. It could be that there's a place of difficulty in this body right now. So, you might notice that there's a place of discomfort or pain, or maybe there's an emotional tone that's unpleasant. Maybe it's tiredness or restlessness. And if that's the case, then the invitation is to actually take, as if you're taking the breath or sending the breath to that place in the body with kindness. Breathing into this region, if that feels okay for you, and if it doesn't, then that's fine. So not having to engage with the way of practicing that feels overwhelming or too much. too much. So remembering that kindness can mean coming back to the breath or to the whole body in practice. But if you like experimenting, you're just noticing if there are any places within you that would benefit from receiving the soothing of the breath and gently taking the breath to this place as if you're breathing into it. And perhaps you might say on the in-breath, kindness. On the out-breath, softening, friendliness. Feel free to use whatever words will resonate for you with the ones I'm using. And the words really just a pointer to the quality of attention, of compassionate presence. Breathing into and out from. If there's no difficulty present, you can also practice this with a pleasant sensation. Savor and celebrate and enjoy fully and delight in the experience. Allowing ourselves the kindness of not needing to fix ourselves or fix our environment. Not needing to try. But like a friend perhaps who is going through a tough time, the first job might be just to acknowledge and connect with their pain. Or if they're experiencing delight, to delight in their happiness. So however we are, to meet ourselves like a true friend. And the capacity that can do this, that can meet our experience with friendliness is awareness. So we can discover that awareness is bigger than whatever is going on within us. It can hold, can cradle in its metaphorical and boundless sky-like space whatever's going on. And now perhaps we might open up to the whole of our experience, maybe opening up to the whole body again. And still in communion with the outside world through the medium of our breath, we might recognize that everyone experiences sadnesses and losses, just as they experience moments of joy and pleasure and satisfaction. And that human life is like this. And so if you felt willing and able, you might want to open out this kindness from your own body to the world around, maybe beginning with everybody here in this Zoom call. Picturing us all here. If you want to open your eyes and see the faces on the screens, you can, but you don't have to. Wishing these same qualities of friendliness to everyone here. And By the way, this also means that as we breathe in, we can breathe in the receiving of this kindness being offered out. And as we breathe out, we're offering it beyond our own bodies. Breathing in the kindness being received, and breathing out, offering it out once again. This flow of exchange. And if you'd like to, see about now opening up beyond the space of our call and out into the world beyond, in whatever way feels most real to you. It could be offering out your kindness to those people who are particularly suffering at the moment. Whether physically or emotionally. Situationally. Sense perhaps of opening out our embrace to the planet and all those who are on it. But if this feels like a bigger stretch than is kind for you at the moment, then letting that kindness be the prime guide. So any time we can come back to our own breath, body, my experience, and offering kindness to that. So I'm inviting you just for maybe just a couple of minutes to rest in this willingness to experiment with breathing with kindness. And inviting us now just to come to rest. So not manipulating our experience in any way, just coming to be. Perhaps letting go of attending to the breath. And just coming to rest in our bodies. Letting this itself be enough of an expression of friendliness.